T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Harris Allen, I love Harris Allen. I think he's great. I love saying hello to Harris Allen every day. I love listening to his updates on the overnight driving in. Harris Allen, I don't know if he's still here, but I have to talk to him about this. He was defending Jason Vargas with JJ today. Defending it. Like, why does all the hosts on the station crush Jason Vargas? And he had such a great second half last year. And I really believe that they need to stick with Vargas. I mean, JJ almost had a conniption fit. Screaming at Harris. So there's one guy in the world, it's three guys in the world who defend Jason Vargas. Mickey Callaway, Brody Van Wagenen, and Harris Allen. Is Harris coming in? He's on his way. Should I wait for him or should I go?
He's slowly coming. Everyone's so nervous to come into the studio. Why I go out that? And ask Minko to come in. They slowly come in. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, here is he. Yeah, go ahead. Come in the studio. It's all right, Harris. Hey, Harris.
Hi, Harris. How are you?
You know that we're big fans of yours, right?
Yes.
You know,
celebratory cream pie.
Right. Both Boomer and I are big fans of yours, and we have been for a long time. Yes. I just couldn't believe driving in this morning that you had the audacity to defend Jason Vargas and then call all of us out who can't stand him. You said the treatment that Jason Vargas gets from the hosts on this station is unfair.
I'm not sure I said unfair.
Well, what'd you say?
I said it's just over the top. I mean, it's an incessant, the guy stinks.
He does!
Terrible. Look, right now he stinks, yes. This is a guy, he's been in the major leagues for quite a while. He's had more bad times than good times, but he has had good times. Am I right? He's had a couple of seasons where he's been fairly successful. He's older now, probably not as good. But
did you say the same things about me when I was playing for the Jets? I hope you did, because I love you,
Boomer,
for saying it.
Always a big fan
of
yours.
I love the fact that you are supporting somebody, you know, because I have to sit next to the guy that just absolutely rips this guy left and right.
Well, you rip him too. Well, and Jerry rips. We all rip him.
Well, it kind of speaks for his performance has spoken for itself.
My argument as far as right now is concerned is he's made 3 appearances. His first start was okay. He gave up 2 runs in 5 innings. So then he went to the bullpen because they skipped a start, and he was terrible. He's not a reliever, okay? So, and then his last start was admittedly awful. So it's a very small sample. I mean, give the guy another start.
Gio's claiming that he has whiplash.
Right.
From watching all the balls.
Yes, exactly. Well,
here's the problem with Vargas, is that when he's bad, he's epically bad. Like, he doesn't keep it in, like, you know when Syndergaard was bad the other day and the Mets still found a way to win against the Phillies? Like, he was able to, he still struck out, like, 9 guys. He kept the team in a game. Jason Vargas is incapable of that when he's bad.
That is correct, because he doesn't throw more than 84, 85 miles an hour. He can't just blow away with a fastball.
Do you know what his ERA has been since he's been a Met for 3 years?
I don't.
6.87.
Okay.
I mean, that's a larger sample size.
I'm just, you know, it becomes personal almost, you know, the way he gets treated. He's a human being, you know?
Oh,
maybe he turns on the radio.
No, he does not. How long have you been in this business where you know that if a guy doesn't perform on a team,
he's
in
not
this
listening
city,
to the radio? He's not reading the newspapers?
He doesn't listen to us? Jason Vargas?
You don't know that.
If Jason Vargas put on the radio, that'd be the dumbest thing he could possibly do after the way that he is pitched. He's got to be, if he's so smart and such a veteran, he's got to understand that.
Well, I didn't say he was smart.
And it's not personal. It's just that if you're going to be that bad on a team in this city, you're going to hear it. It's going to happen. How many guys like this have you seen in all the years that you've worked here that have gotten destroyed because they couldn't get it done over a long period of time?
Again, it just seems like it's over the top to all me. Right. It's not right. I object to that kind of treatment of any
What
athlete.
Would you like us to say, Harris?
Like, just I'd if like you to say, look, he's been struggling. He's you know, The Mets are hoping he can be sort of what Bartolo Colon was a couple of years ago, a guy who can give you 5 1/3 innings of 2 runs or 3 runs and help you win a baseball game. I mean, that's all. You know, it's not a big thing.
All right, Harris. Well, we appreciate you
give
coming
him a chance.
Give him a chance. Boy, much more of a chance does he get?
What did he do last year? He was terrible in the first half. He got it together and had a good couple of months at the end of the season. And don't tell me it was just because it was September, because it wasn't just September. It was at least August and September and maybe a little July thrown in there, too.
It was much more bad than good last year. And he had a terrible second half for the Royals when he came over here. So now it's been a stretch of really bad pitching for the most part for him.
Well, look, the bottom line is they're not going to continue to throw him out there. If he's as bad.
Brody and Mickey?
I heard Brody with Mike Francesa a couple of days ago.
Right, but basically they've got his back at every turn.
I don't think so. I think he's going to get another 1 or 2 starts. And if they are both as bad as what his last start was, he will not be in the rotation.
I'm rooting for them to be bad just to get him out of here now.
You see, I'm rooting for that to be good just to stick it in your face.
All right, Harris. That's Harris Allen, the great WFAN anchor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.